Our reading for today is from Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 15. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, the word came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord, all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not hold back a word. It may be they will listen, and everyone turn from his evil way, that I may relent of the disaster that I intend to do to them because of their evil deeds. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my law that I have set before you, and to listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I send to you urgently, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make the city a curse for all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, you shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house will be like Shiloh, and this city will be desolate without inhabitant? All the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, this man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words you have heard. Now therefore, mend your ways and your deeds and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thus says the Lord. Jeremiah was given a hard task. God had given him a hard word for his people. And the place where he would give the sermon, Jerusalem, was going to be destroyed. Jeremiah was called to preach with little thought of his own personal safety, for the prophet must go to Jerusalem knowing that death may await. But he goes. He goes with God's message, the very words of God to be proclaimed. Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, repent of your evil ways and trust in God and his path for you. For Yahweh will turn from his acting out of his works of justice if you, his people, will repent and trust in him. God wants to give you his best, and he already has. For Jeremiah stood at a tumultuous time. King Josiah had been a good king. He brought in healthy reforms. But after his untimely death, one son became king and did evil in the sight of the Lord. And now another son of Josiah, Jehoiakim, was taking over. What would this king do? How would he lead his people? Jeremiah knew this was a pivotal time in the life of Jerusalem and the kingdom. Would the people rest and find security and comfort in the unlimited, long-suffering patience of God? Or would they return to their spiritual confusion, hardness, and stubbornness? God's call to repent, spoken by one of his prophets, was nothing new, or perhaps doesn't sound that unusual to those of us who have read Scripture a lot. It's easy for us to look around at the world and see God's call to repentance falling on deaf ears. But Jeremiah even was preaching to the choir, if you will, set up at the temple to talk about God's coming wrath. And this shouldn't be lost on us. even on us who have grown up in the church or who well-versed in history or tradition know how we are prone in our sin to wrap ourselves up in the business of living. Immediate physical and emotional needs command most of our thinking, our work, clothing, food, technology, vacations, world politics and situations. Popularity plays so large in a place in our mind that God and our soul and our neighbor receive perhaps only an afterthought now and then. We place our trust or hope or comfort for things that bring none. We look to advances in aspects of life without noticing the spiritual decay in ourselves or those closest to us. So God sent prophets in the Old Testament with words that wounded in order to make whole. God continues his work through the prophetic word, made sure in the life and death of his own Son and in proclamation of Christ. For Christ walked the law of God. Christ fulfilled the word of God's prophets. God's temple in human flesh would be killed on our behalf for the sins we commit. The days of the new covenant have come in our hearts and is at work as it transforms us into the people that know the Lord and believe what he says. The God that has power and right to wound chooses to bring peace. He provided the innocent sacrificial blood to pay for sin, and his wrath is swallowed up in the cross. Salvation, righteousness, and peace with God are found in Christ alone and in the word that brings his forgiveness. We are dependent on his word. And that word calls us to remember all that he has done for us. The God who spoke our world into existence also cares to communicate to Jeremiah, to the people of his day, and us today through his word. For Jesus, God's word made flesh, drew people unto himself and to Christ's words we know through the apostles, those whom Jesus taught. His word continues to encourage those who believe and give confidence to those who trust in him. The word of the gospel makes only promises. The gospel promised that we are given everything we need in the death and resurrection of Jesus. The gospel word promises that our sins are freely forgiven, not by our own obedience, but by the perfect obedience of Jesus. The good word is the last word. Every proclamation of the gospel, whether a sermon or in any person's sharing of God's word, is God's word in human voice. In the mouths of God's people, may our statements of thus says the Lord be guarantee of truth. Truth that might cut and hurt, but its real purpose is to heal and to save, that the Holy Spirit may bring people into proper relationship with God. May we hear God's call for repentance, follow his call, trust in God, and find intimate communion with our Lord. May we grow daily in our resolve to rest in his word, which endures forever. May God's grace be known to us, bear fruit in us, that God's love in Christ may be known to others. May we follow the wonderful example of so many in the LWML who have shared that gospel message and supported gospel ministries in this place. For God's word is active through our sharing and points us to our God who richly forgives and gives us peace. In Christ's name, amen.